Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. What are we doing?
It's kind of like the simple task that you hate doing.
And if you were super rich, you would pay someone to do for you, even though in a normal world, it makes no sense to pay someone to do this.
Mm-hmm. Wipe my butt.
Great. That's a great example.
No, it's not a great example. I don't mind that at all. In fact, I just want to say, I'm going to take
it?
This moment. Thank you, T-Hack, for making my butt wiping almost a non-existent thing.
Thank you. We work well together.
The bidet is a game changer,
yeah.
Man.
Yep.
Game changer.
What is with men and bidets?
Once you get one,
My fiance loves his bidet, but I've never used it.
Really?
What?
You should try it.
I just like, do I want water going up there?
You don't think you do? Tell it's there. And then you're like,
and then it's all you
how
want.
How did I live? Okay. There are times I'm just like, I need to wake up a little bit.
I'm going to sit on the pot.
It is. It's life changing.
It's a magical fountain. Okay. Can you give me some examples? Like, what would you do?
There's a lot of things that I hate doing, but one of them is cleaning out the fridge. Like, if once a week someone could come to my home for 30 minutes, smell things,
I will gladly do that. I love that.
But Aaron, can I go with you?
Yeah.
I am fascinated to hear people call with things that they go, it's so hard. I wish someone would do blank because I think we're going to disagree on things.
I literally did this like for fun at my boyfriend's house.
Erica, I think
not that it's hard. It's that if anything is spoiled, I can't touch it.
Oh.
I've
put on gloves.
First I got to take off my rock. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. Despite being spoiled yourself.
Does anybody have on their bingo card somehow finding a way to take refrigerator cleaning into a way to announce that she's engaged?
Oh no, I was just, you know, putting on gloves, it would get stuck.
I got it. Yeah. Okay.
No, I just, if something, I think about like Greek yogurt being in the fridge and like if it's old and it stinks.
But
and
it
maybe
won't stink because it'll still be sealed. Just grab it, turn it over, read the expiration date. Whoop-pong.
Okay.
There is just the sound of like my trash can hangs. It's in like a cabinet. Like you pull the cabinet door open and the trash can's in there. So the trash can itself is not on the ground. So when something goes into it, it goes, whoop-dong. It makes it's like a conga drum.
Right.
And there's just this satisfaction where you're like, this expired. Expired. Oh my God. I just cleaned out my pantry.
Come on over.
I cleaned out my spice cabinet. Mm-hmm. Aaron and I will be there tonight.
Totally.
I just want to use a bidet.
Do you have one?
It's not hooked up at this house yet. So he's got to.
Oh, wow. He doesn't love it then. That's,
oh, no.
It's it's the first priority.
Of course it is.
He actually never, he loves it. He never installed it at the house we were in before because it was less than a year. It's been like a whole thing.
So does he just go out back with a garden hose?
Yeah, he's like, honey, can you come hose me down?
Okay. We've got a couple examples, but we want you to call in. We need to hear one more before we go. Before we give the phone number. Who else has got one?
Changing the bed sheets.
Oh my
God. The fitted sheet. I have a California King and it takes me like 30 minutes to walk from one side to the other. And every
legs are so short.
Single morning.
Just like my dog.
Every single morning, it's like lifted off the corner and it starts to like peel off.
You need better sheets.
I don't know where to get them.
You need the wide pocket.
Yeah, you might have a thick mattress and a thin sheet.
You need a wide pocket sheet. Mine still go up a little bit every day, but I love every day like grabbing the corner and going and watching it go get like all tight.
Enjoy that?
I never thought like cleaning the fridge, just like you said, I thought it was this thing. And then once you open your fridge the next day, you're like, my God, I did that. And it only took like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the sheets. Like I don't like doing it. But when I get home that night,
Oh, I kind of like doing it. It's like calming and therapeutic. It's like satisfying for me to like get the crease and fold the thing over. And...
Oh, you make your bed every morning?
Every morning. Leave my bedroom with my bed unmade. Once you get in the habit, you'll never go back.
Well, I'll work on my habits.
All right. So we'll keep going around the room, but what do we call it? If you had... all the money in the world, what would you like to just get off your list? Like, what would you pay somebody to take away from you? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
My main like response or chore or whatever is the dishes. I wash the dishes. I keep an eye on the sink like a hawk. There's dishes in there like because I know like I can gauge dishes in the sink. I can do them. I can help.
Yep.
But I hate when I go to do the dishes and then you look at the rack and it's just got all of yesterday's dishes all dry, but the rack's still full.
But is that part of your job?
Yeah. So you want to pay about not liking it. She said she was going to pick it up. We're working on it.
You'd rather wash them than put them away?
Absolutely. I hate putting them away. I don't know why. I hate because they're like all Jenga pieces. In the rack.
And then you've got to find where each thing goes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm ready to wash. And now I'm like, I'm turn the water off. Now I got to put these away first.
You don't get a satisfaction of like my glasses are like four deep and now this one only has three. So now I'm like, oh.
The final piece.
Yeah, it's like putting the final piece in the puzzle. I love putting dishes away.
I'm discovering that you're a real clean freak. You like when everything's
I definitely like it.
Nothing is on his counter.
No,
do you, again,
want
to come F1 over
cars.
To my home and fix everything?
F1 cars? I'm talking about like...
Appliances.
Yeah.
No, but it's weird that I have the F1 cars out there. I don't like... But yeah. No, I don't like... Mm-mm. My toaster's put away. If you want toast, ask me and I'll tell you where to get the toaster.
Okay.
I mean, people, why do you have your appliances out? Look at me. I can afford a blender. So what? So can I. It's up there.
Some of us don't have enough storage for all of our appliances.
So I guess I don't really have anything to add because I'm so rich that I have storage for my appliances.
Exactly.
I don't know what I would pay somebody to do for me.
Mow your lawn?
I would pay you to not. If somebody offered me a service, if that guy showed up every day, I'd go, $20 to go away.
Like, what about sweep somewhere?
Yeah, you know what it is? It's like cleaning baseboards.
Oh, the baseboards in my house are disgusting from the renters before. And guess who still hasn't cleaned them? Me.
Really?
Wait, they didn't clean them before you moved in?
It was a whole thing. They claimed a cleaner came and I looked around and I was like, no way a cleaner was in here.
What about like shaving your head?
I don't mind it. I went to Floyd's one time and I'm going to tell you, it's the scariest thing. I know they get certified because they're just using the one blade or whatever.
Yeah.
But the end, like I think I could hold my breath underwater for 15 minutes because I don't think I breathe the entire time. Because you're just like, oh my God, they have a huge blade on my head and they're just going.
Yeah.
No, I'll shave my own head. Anyway.
Interesting.
If you would pay somebody to take something off your plate, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Normally I'm way better at saying things more concisely.
Sure.
What? The thing you don't want to do anymore.
The thing that if you were super rich,
you'd pay
someone to do.
And the second we got off the air, everybody's like, you guys were complaining about laundry. Who's got a problem with laundry?
I have no problem taking the laundry, putting it in the washer, from the washer to the dryer.
Congratulations.
Folding it? Absolutely not. Putting it away?
Ding, ding, ding.
No.
What is wrong with you people and putting things away? Like, Tiak not wanting to put his dishes away.
Yeah, like, and I feel that way about... I like folding it, but I hate putting it away.
I hate folding it.
I want to fold it, put it in the basket, and then just someone else do it.
I will sleep next to it. I will take my hamper, dump it on my bed, and just sleep next to it.
And that was my number one problem when I was single. I slept next to laundry 4 weeks. Why are you looking at us like that?
Because it's like you run a whole marathon. You're like, oh man, I did the whole thing. I just don't like doing that thing where I cross the finish line. Like you did all the stuff.
But I'm not.
Like you're
getting...
right there. It's like, oh, but like hitting that tape and it hits my skin. Ugh, I don't want to cross the finish line.
No one's
I'll run
giving
26
me a medal
point...
for folding my laundry.
Maybe they should.
You guys, maybe I just should. Don't understand it. You did the harder stuff, like. Just put it. Okay.
We also have a text that says folding socks. I'll do the rest of the laundry, no problem, but folding socks.
Socks? You just go,
that.
What? Bunch, bunch, bunch.
That's my favorite part.
I bunch, actually bunch. Like the socks
you
part.
Match bunch, bunch, bunch.
But also, when they're not matching up.
Yeah. Anyway. I got a little loop right now where my daughter is like mismatching like Spider-Man socks on purpose.
Oh.
And then I'm just like, nope, you're not allowed to do that.
Right.
The OCD in me is like, she's not though.
Okay.
Anna?
Hi.
Hi, Kirk. What do you wish you could... Yeah. What do you wish you could pay somebody to do?
Definitely weeds. And if you have trees, like, you know, pine trees, all those pine needles that you have to pick up from your garden.
Oh my God. Anna, I love you so much.
She found the thing.
I couldn't think of any things for me. I love taking care of my grass, my garden. Weeding or those stupid pine... It's just, it's a never ending.
The weeds, they just come back in a day.
I know.
Yeah, and but it's satisfying to pull them out and get the whole root.
It is kind of satisfying, but it's just never ending. And like, you get it all done and then you turn around and there's one that's 3 feet high and you're like,
yeah,
how did you get here?
Or you walk out after like doing it last night and it's, you're like,
how
did we grow that much in the dark?
Okay, can I just thank you for the call? Can I ask a weird question about that?
You always do.
Why don't we just like weeds?
Because
like
they're ugly and they're gonna kill the rest of our plants.
But we all decided grass is the thing, but the other one grows easier. So why don't we just do that?
So I've been presented with this argument a few times because there's lots of ground cover plants that will just grow naturally and they don't need the watering and all that.
Yeah, just go.
But you can't play on it.
Right.
You can't kick a ball around. You can't run around. You can't put a swimming pool on it. Like, you can't use it as a backyard. It would grow on its own, but that's what I've come up with.
That's a good reason.
I like Michelle.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you pay somebody to take off your plate?
Detail the inside of my car.
Oh my God, she found another one that's me.
Yeah. Are you guys doing that?
I know people.
I need to. It's been a year.
The way Aaron and I feel about cleaning your fridge out, I know people who feel that way about detailing the inside of their car. It's just, it's that cathartic. They get in there with a Q-tip inside their vents, and it's just like, but
it's like the scene from Toy Story when
when they paint and shine. Yeah,
there's people who have that gear, but God, I'm with you, Michelle. Never. My car is a pit. Sorry. Thank you for the call, Monica.
Yay.
What do you want to pay somebody else to do?
Sleeping with my husband. So not like every time, just like those shitty afternoon quickies where he doesn't really have a lot of time to spend on you. That'd be nice.
That is when it should be no thanks.
They're called prostitutes. No. You can actually get this done.
Unfortunately, probably lots of women who would do it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I'm trying something new and experimental today.
What?
T-Hack?
Yeah?
Do the whole thing yourself.
Oh.
News. Come on.
No.
Come on.
No! Erica's
news. No! News! No!
Our only real hope.
Look how good that was.
No, he's a trained performer.
I know, but like he just, this is what, the reason I did that today, everyone, was so you can see what the standard that we're all shooting for.
Yes, sir.
That is what we're going for, recruits.
I didn't know I was back in sports.
You are.
Have we been drafted? Oh my gosh.
That, I mean, look, what did he just do there? He meme-ed before.
Yes.
He meme-ed, and then he got after it. Every note better than the last.
Leave it all out there.
Leave. Yes.
How did you not giggle?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
I hate to start this off with some sad news, unfortunately.
Oh, boy.
There was plans by the end of 2026 to have Krispy Kreme donuts in all of the McDonald's locations.
Shut your mouth. That was a thing?
And they've... Sorry.
Don't. It's okay. Take your time. Take your time, man.
They've abandoned those plans.
Do you see what I say? He's a seasoned performer.
Because
they were only able to reach 2,400 of the 13,500 locations.
Can I just ask a quick question?
They've pulled the plug.
So I'm imagining like a meeting of the minds at McDonald's corporate, right? And they're like, it looks like our burgers are killing people. Looks like all this fried food is real bad for people. How do we step that up?
Yeah, but people love it.
How do we get them to a coffin faster? Yes. I know. Donuts in the store.
Yes. It was a great idea.
They probably wanted to do the whole donut burger thing. And that could be easily achieved if you've got donuts in store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what? Disgusting.
What? I am with you.
No.
The donut burger is
this
a terrible idea.
This is the
idea.
Future that we dreamed of. And they never forget what they took from us.
Well, we know one person in this room who dreamed of this.
Yes. Okay. Are you genuinely sad? Did any of them make it to Colorado?
Not that I have seen. No, okay. I have not.
All right. I'd go for a French looking. Fry right now.
Right. Yeah. Why I don't have to bring them in my car anymore. I could just get them all there.
What? Oh, my. Why don't you look up what state has them, and then we can fly there.
Before they close?
Together, yes. We're going to go, and we're going to... You look that up. What when we swing back around to you, unless you have it now.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A study was done about which states are the most obsessed with their pets.
Hold on.
Their dogs.
What? Are you really doing this?
What do you mean, am I really doing this?
This is your story?
This is news, because Colorado was given a superlative.
Okay.
So, you know, some of the superlatives are Alaska, most likely to take their pet on an adventure.
Okay.
Also Alaska, most attached to their pets. In Colorado, we are most likely to prioritize our pets' mental and emotional wellness.
That's so dumb.
And I get it, because every day when I leave that dog, I think... How can I be better for him today?
Okay. Yeah, no, I get that. I bet you do.
We got him a bigger crate. He's in a crate twice the size.
I believe
he was
I suggested
before.
That.
No.
I did too.
Really
when
high,
I saw his big stupid head thing, I was like, will
cone.
His head fit into the thing?
No. We did have a bit of an internet troll.
Oh, we do have.
Was letting me know that I'm a bad dog mom, and it got to me.
So. He's still in the closet though, right?
No, he's next to my bed. He'll be going back to the closet once he's healed from his nut
I think
removal.
Once he gets healed, maybe we move him out to the garage or somewhere real cold or real temperature
garage,
dependent.
So
oh, okay.
We can't all be that well off.
All right. Well, I just want that one lone real mean texter. Is it a texter or are they commenter?
All the above.
Oh, they're
yeah.
multi.
They doubled down.
You love your dog like to a point that it's
unhealthy.
Unwell for both of
no,
us.
No, it's cute. I love it. But like anybody who accuses you of being a bad dog mom, you're not listening hard enough. But that was your story.
That was my news, baby.
Okay.
Good evening.
Save this or I don't, I feel like I'm in bizarre world.
There's a
world.
New health trend?
Okay.
What?
Go ahead.
What kind of news do you want?
Oh, fine. Plot twist, new news. Dua Lipa has been offered the Super Bowl halftime show.
What?
She has?
No idea if she's taking it.
She has to take it. She's
I know.
So hot.
Yeah.
She's so hot.
She's so hot.
But she's getting married
make
to somebody.
Out with her?
She's getting married to a hot guy. They're great. I love them. Callum? Yeah.
And he's tall,
Turner?
Right?
Callum Turner? Yeah.
Okay. We'll circle back to you.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
An update on my Krispy Kreme story with McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
Started off in Kentucky.
Uh-huh. Of course it did.
Made its way to the Midwest. So okay. That's probably why I...
We haven't had it anymore.
Yeah. But my other story, good evening.
No, you don't get to do the errand.
But
then.
I know what you want. I know what you're...
No, it's I'm doing it.
Okay.
Oh.
Good evening.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, right. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. What is going on?
I had hashed that out so much in text messages and in my brain.
What?
I forgot. We haven't talked about it.
Was it the one?
The two girls in the room. Oh. I brought up
Dua Lipa.
I drove into work today going, how long will Erica be able to hold out before going, everyone, we have to do a break about how Taylor Swift did a performance impromptu at Travis Kelce's thing.
Why do I talk like that?
I don't know why you talk. You talk like that when you talk about Taylor. Like how did you not
to you and Aaron about it pre-show, so I forgot.
Do you want to do it now?
I would love to.
Go.
Good evening. Taylor Swift was not scheduled to perform at the Tight End University concert that wrapped up Tight End University.
Okay.
But she jumped on stage. She borrowed a guitar from someone I don't know who.
She did. It's like unbelievable.
She played Shake It Off with a house band with no in-ears. Basically, she is the artist of our time.
She's a god. She really
normal
is.
Normal people were able to buy tickets into that show.
Just.
And they didn't know they'd be seeing Taylor Swift.
Do you know how hard it was for me once she got started to not nope her?
Oh, my gosh.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, this is for the people in relationships in the room.
Sorry, Slacker.
Slacker, you just hang there for a minute. Okay, we can get to you in a second. Hmm. Have you heard of a screen divorce?
No, I don't think so.
Screen?
Like
screen.
S-C-R-E-E-N.
Yes. Not scream, not sleep. Sleep divorce is a very common thing where you sleep in different beds.
Oh.
And not just different beds, different rooms. I know that seems obvious, but like, do you remember old timey TV where there'd be like two twin beds in a room
yeah,
and like they would each
That's
get in
kind of popular. They're
so
next
you still
to each
sleep
other.
In the same room.
I know a couple who has, it's like a split king or something. So they have a separate thing, but they're next to each other.
But it's still a king.
But they also have separate blankets.
That is very
Is it like
Scandinavian?
Swedish? That's what it
or
is.
Sweet, or maybe it
I
is
think,
Swedish.
I don't know.
Where you have different duvets and then you
yeah.
can, oh, I should do that.
That
because,
is
man,
actually very, like, yeah. for some reason, anyone I've ever slept with turns into a burrito yes. roller in the middle of the night. And I'm like,
that's
and
me.
Like, all the covers. And I'm like, yeah, you just kept like, if I turn over, then I turn back. I don't right. turn over again. I'm not a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, my fiance is a rotisserie chicken.
So he just keeps rolling up like yeah. a burrito. Yeah.
And
you
then
need
I
your
have
own
to
comforter.
Literally shove him with both hands and say, I need covers. So anyway,
sounds like something SWAT would say.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I need cover. Yeah. yeah. No. Okay. So a screen divorce is when you choose to watch different things, which is like, doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but
at the same time, like you can, like if you're into Bridgerton,
right.
And I'm watching Drive to Survive, like on yes. my time, I'll watch it. And then you watch.
Right.
But like
on your own time. And then after dinner, this is typically what we do after dinner. We sit down to watch a show together. Together. We're not screen divorced. We're not just like here. Because what my sister and her husband do is one of them gets the big screen and one gets their iPad.
They sit in the same room.
And I think
watching
the person with the iPad
things.
Has like AirPods in. So so during like basketball
finals. Okay, the guy
finals,
gets the iPad. Let's be honest.
No.
If it's a member of your family, she's a princess.
Okay, first of all, Bean. Okay. No,
did
but,
I just win that? Yeah.
Just, no one talks no. to the queen that way.
So during like basketball playoffs or something, the big screen goes to basketball and my sister will watch what name whatever
Love Island.
Reality TV show here. Well, and then Love Island season.
Big screen,
she gets
baby.
Big screen. He watches whatever. Although
do you
she,
need the big screen for
yes,
Love Island?
Yes, you
no,
do.
You
yeah.
don't.
You absolutely
what,
do.
To see what?
But does he need the big screen for whatever he's watching?
Yes, because the play unfolds in a
no,
big...
Yeah. No,
that's
but
what
I'm
a
saying,
big screen's for.
He's not necessarily sports. Watching basketball while this... He's just watching something else. However, she has posted a photo of him the other day. Literally, he has the screen in front of him, but his eyes are on Love Island.
Amazing.
That's... I'm against it. For that reason, I think I don't know if you if I'm agreeing with you or not, but I think you watch the show together, whether
yes.
you like it or not.
You have to suck it up.
Yes.
And wait, pretend
and
you care about Great British Bakers.
I agree.
Or
yeah.
Find something you both like. You,
that's almost
you picked each other for a reason. Don't you think you have something
I
in
just
common?
Have to say, I'm. Have you
we,
talked to your fiance about it?
I guess I haven't suggested a screen divorce, but no. we have a lot of shows that we both love that we watch. Mm. Now, did he get to watch season two of The Last of Us? No, because I didn't want to.
But he can watch it on his own time.
No, could. This is what I'm saying. He's pretending to like your shows, Princess. But he
I'm going to text him right now. How many of the shows we watch do you actually
Erica,
like?
You, this is like, the how many times has she done this on the show? What response do you think he's going to give?
Okay,
of course, my love, Princess Darling
really
Lufkin.
He's really into Traitors, which
That's
is
such
that
a lie.
Peacock
he
show.
Is
hilarious.
We watch Stick Together, which is the Apple TV Owen
Wilson
golf. Is it
good?
Because
they keep suggesting
it's
it.
Pretty good, yeah. Mm. Especially if you like golf.
I think, but I agree if you can find something you both like to watch, that's ideal. But I think you do have to suck it up, like you said. If I'm into the NBA Finals and my wife knows this, when,
she's
once the NBA
there.
Playoffs start, we're watching the games.
For
and
sure.
She knows that and she has shows that are like that. That I'm just like,
yeah.
This
I'm
going to
get
turn.
Through this because I love her.
Exactly.
Do you know how much Michigan football I have watched? Okay. It goes both ways.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. We store them all, if you've missed one, on the...
The Odyssey app.
Thank you.
AUDACY.
It's a well-oiled machine in here. What do you got?
We have Lucy today, and she just found out that her boyfriend is lying.
Oh. Break up with him.
Oh, my God. Here
break
we go.
Up. Break up.
Break up. We haven't heard any.
He could be lying about something silly.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm in a man-hater mode.
Yeah, which is really weird
yeah.
that you're engaged.
Yeah,
and you hate
I don't
men.
Hate him.
Oh,
okay.
Lucy?
Yai.
What is going on? Tell us about this lie.
Well, I've been dating my boyfriend for a while now, and, you know, he's a great guy. I feel like I can see a future with him, or at least I could before I found out what I found out.
Oh, God.
Okay. You know, you have, like, when you start getting serious with your partner, you start having those serious conversations, and we've, you know, discussed our finances. Mm. And he told me, you know, he's like, I really
I don't make much money. And I was like, that's okay. Like, I understand. I mean, we don't live together or anything yet, but the topic of moving in together has come up. And so anyway, the thing is, I found out that that is a total lie. We are actually at the same level financially.
Okay.
So, I mean, whenever we, you know, go out, we either split the bill or I'll pay for it entirely. Oh. And, you know, it seemed fair because, like, we were both making, like, if you're, you know, if you're both making, like, the similar amounts of money. But then I found an ATM receipt in his car, and I saw that, like, okay. He has a very large account balance.
Oh, okay. I was nervous.
Okay, so he's rolling in. Okay.
He told you.
Who doesn't want to break up now? We're in the
center room. Don't break up. Marry him. I'm just kidding.
Everyone.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. We're going to have to lessen the estrogen in the room.
No. So he.
I love men.
He told you, I don't make very much money. So you paid for a lot of stuff the whole time you've been dating. Now you find out he might be rich.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And, just making sure we got our bases covered here.
Okay. Yeah. And I always get caught on this tangent.
You know, we're both, you know, kind of pulling in the same. I thought even like, you know, I might even make more money than him. Like I was thinking like, oh, maybe he's even, you know, kind of overestimating or, you know, just saying like he makes about what I make to, you know, save face. But no, he makes a lot more, and it totally threw me off. And so it led me on kind of a little, like, mystery tour through his computer.
It wasn't just the ATM receipt.
Okay.
No, I mean, I was just like, maybe it's some kind of mistake. Maybe he picked up somebody, you know, like, there were like multiple receipts or whatever. Like maybe he accidentally grabbed somebody.
Oh my God.
And was his name on it?
Maybe it was a phone number.
it wasn't really clear. Like I wasn't sure. So I just was like, I need to get verification of like, what is going on here? And anyway, like, I don't know.
Okay,
he is loaded. He is loaded.
Okay. I mean, good for you, girl. Okay. Wait, hold on.
Oh, good for you. But you got off the phone with the Cayman Islands, and you're like, good, do your due diligence.
This whole premise was, oh, my boyfriend's lying to me, but now you're kind of lying to him.
Yeah.
Because you went through his stuff.
That's not lying. Even though
it's
hate snooping.
It's not telling the truth.
No, but it's like snooping, I hate it, but like, it's not lying. It's just due diligence. I don't like it. Right? I don't like it.
It is just due diligence.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, but why would he lie about this?
I don't know. Watching the reaction of everyone in this room is why he would lie about it.
But that's the thing. I understand that now. Like it's good because they actually fell in love for the real.
But also,
reason.
He was lying the whole time.
It's fine.
Be honest about how much money you're bringing to this relationship.
303-222-5423. You can call or you can text. Like, does he know you know? Or are you...
No, not yet.
No, and you can't... I don't know how to tell you this.
I confront him about this without finding out that I did... Yeah.
No, you can't tell him, you know.
She has to tell him. She can't just continue to pay for all the dates. First of all, how many times do I have to say it? Women make less on the dollar.
Okay.
She can't keep paying for all the dates if she's like, by the way, you're loaded and someday you're just going to leave me and I paid for everything.
You say to me, by the way, you're loaded. I say to you, how do you know that?
Then she says,
what did you do to
find
out? I
can no longer pay for dates. That's that. I don't know. There's no win here. She's going to lose.
Lucy, you said you saw the ATM receipt, so he's got a big balance, but you saw more than that you know he's making? Because maybe he got an inheritance or something.
I saw pay stubs. Okay.
How deep in the rabbit hole did you go? Like, you got on his computer passwords
are
saved.
I'm not proud of it. I mean, I'm not proud of what I did.
Well, you're admitting it on the radio, so you're a little proud of it. Like, I don't...
I don't know. I need advice. Like, I can't go on to this anymore.
Did she dump him? Why?
It's like,
because he is like, this is, I know, is a good lie. Is a good lie still a lie? Of course it is.
I don't know if this is a good lie.
It's still a, it's like, he would, what if he was lying the other way? I'm loaded. He's got a Jaguar, not a Jaguar. Why did I say Jaguar? That's weird. He's got like a Beamer. He's got like,
oh my gosh, these men are so embarrassing.
A nice place. But then it's like, yeah, no, I make six figures. And then you check his balance and he's like, he doesn't have that. Like that would be worse. Yes.
Totally. But this whole relationship is on false information. And she's been paying for everything. So he's sitting back going, go ahead, spend your hard-earned money that you're making less than me on me. So what? My bank account can grow?
Well, his money might also be hard-earned.
Yeah, but it's like, too
just
much.
Just because it's more doesn't mean...
What are you?
Again, okay. He might be just protecting to make sure that she's not in it for the wrong reason.
Do rich people really do that?
I don't know. I'm not rich.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No, but have you ever dated anybody rich? Like,
no.
My impression of rich people, I mean, I know some sort of rich, but they don't flaunt it, but they don't also, they don't hold much back.
Yeah, don't like lie about it. They just kind of don't bring it up, but I don't know that, like lines and other stuff. But isn't this kind of like the movie where you find out that cute boy is a prince and you're like, oh, this is
exactly great.
Exactly.
Like,
Aaron is so shallow.
And did he plainly say, I'm not a prince before? And by the way, I'm actually a jester.
Lucy, what do you want? Do you want him to pay for date? It, like, what's your ultimate solution? You want him to come clean? You want him to start paying?
I want him to come clean. I mean, I want to know that, like, he sees me as a worthy partner. I don't know. It just makes me feel like, you know, why is he, is it a test? Has he been testing me this whole time or something? Ugh. Like, I don't know. I want to, I do want to come clean.
If he was testing her, she passed until she snooped. It's like, did she fail the test? I don't know. How would he view this as if it was a test?
You're right.
How would he score this? I don't know.
Badly.
Lucy, hang on. We're going to get you some advice. Come on. You'd be stoked if you found this out.
Totally. But that's why... No.
Yeah. AHAC, call in, please. Please.
But she didn't, like, she was fine with it until she saw the receipt, and then that kind of made her suspicious. So I understand the curiosity after that.
Here, can I just point out the obvious, just for every, like, when you saw the receipt, you should, instead of jailbreaking his laptop, you should go, hey, what's this?
Yeah. Totally.
Hey, what's this?
It's funny,
poor
I
boy.
Didn't think of that option.
Right. You're just immediately, you know, doing the Mission Impossible.
She was immediately like, break up with him. You psycho.
He's a rich liar. There's worse kinds of liars to be. What should Lucy do next? Should she confront him? Should she just forget her credit card for a few expensive dates?
Is this a huge red flag? Are we just missing it? Is this a red flag? Is Erica right?
I'm not missing it.
So you would still dump him because he lied?
Most likely.
Wow.
Okay. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm a little surprised Erin is still in the room because she's been trying to find Lucy's boyfriend this whole time.
That's not true.
She has a boyfriend of her own.
Yeah, but does he make this kind of scratch?
We don't actually know what Lucy's boyfriend's making.
She doesn't really know either.
Well, she does. She's seen his paychecks at this point. Here's the thing. Lucy and this guy were going out. He downplayed what he made, has had her pay on, they either split or she pays.
That's the part that's really yucky to me.
Why?
Because how rude to go, hey, honey, you know, you can pay for this one. And secretly, he's just banking dough.
Yeah. Right.
But she was completely fine with it until she found the receipt. Like, that's the only, like, they were so happy and she was like, this is great. I love my relationship.
Because it's the lie behind it.
Yeah. And she was fine with it before she knew how much more money than her he was making.
So she found an ATM receipt. That's innocent enough. I would be on Lucy's side. Then she forensically... went through his accounting.
Okay, so she opened up a website and said, enter.
on his computer, obviously using a saved password.
It was intentional, and I don't
Like, we're mad at his lie, but not her deception.
She changes the deductions, and right, she's, like, deep in there.
It's so boys versus girls in here sometimes.
Oh, well, I just, I see both sides here, but it's also, like, don't lie to begin with.
But sometimes you...
What? Need to?
Sometimes you guys kind of force us to lie.
That is not
true. Are you kidding me?
That is
you kind
not
of do.
True.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
She set up situations.
She showed up to the relationship and said, money, please. She didn't do that, as far as we know.
But now he knows that because he kept it cool. Just omitted some truth.
Michael.
Yai.
What do you, have advice? What do you get out of this?
Well, is it really a lie? Because what it is some people, a dollar is of value to one person is a lot of money. Another person is $10,000. So they actually really talked about what your earnings are. And then whatever his account is, who knows, in the last 10 years, he got a trust, he got whatever. So no. I think a relationship is honesty and asking that question. Say, hey, I noticed, you know, do you really make the same amount? And maybe he does. But yet to him, maybe how he's looking at it, the amount of money he's making isn't very much because it's his goal to drive and make more and more and more.
But so her dollar doesn't matter. She is welcome to spend as much as she wants on dates because he's not going to do it. So her dollar actually doesn't matter as long as he's taking home what he's taking home.
But I'm just, do you hear what he's saying? Or are you just, you're just defending?
Not really.
You don't.
No, but.
That's, oh my God,
hey,
it's such a.
Hey, she's honest. Yeah. We love honesty.
Did we take a call?
I'm frustrated because it's like, he doesn't get to decide that him making much more than her means he's actually making less.
No.
But how does he, okay, if they haven't talked about numbers and what that amount is.
That.
How does he know? Like I said, he's saying, well, I don't make very much money and made that comment. Well, to him.
He doesn't make very much money.
Your number is not much because he's trying to make a lot more.
I have friends who make so much money. Like, in fact, almost all my friends make tons of money. So if you ask me, like, do you make a lot of money? I'm going to go, no.
Compared to your friends.
Correct. So if my girlfriend, in this, if Lucy was my girlfriend, sure. Hey, you make a lot of money? No, I really don't. But, well, and then she finds out, well, you make more than me. It's like, oh, well, I'm sorry.
But okay. It seems that judging from the ATM receipt, he's making more. Yeah.
But,
right. But what it is where did that money come from? It could have been from a trust. It could have been.
She did. She did snoop and see his pay stubs, though.
She did a bit of digging.
No, I think the best thing with any relationship is honesty. And like I said, is perception of money. In the same thing is with my wife makes $250,000 plus. She goes, I don't make that much money. In the normal thing, the average wage of a, you know, the normal working person in Colorado is about $60,000. So she's really making money.
Go talk.
Because she came from a wealthy family. She really, I don't make much money.
Right.
But yet that is really good money.
I thank you for the call, Michael. All he's trying to say is they had a money conversation in vagaries. Hey, do you make good money? Not really.
Mm-hmm. Then they're not having a very healthy relationship.
Correct. But like you are blaming 100% of it on him. And what Michael's saying is the two of them need to come together and go like, what does a lot of money mean to you? Because like I make $60,000 a year and I feel like I'm doing really, really good. And he's like, oh, well, I make 80 and I feel like I'm barely scraping by. Yeah. Like they didn't do that. They just kind of had this talk.
Well,
we don't
know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that she knows because she like broke. She hacked. She hired hackers. There was a team of...
She opened a computer.
I know, but it's still...
We also don't know as far as paying for dates. We don't know. Maybe he's a homebody. And he's like, I don't want to go out all the time. She's like, we need to go out to a restaurant. He's like...
I don't trust him.
Then you can pay.
Well, you don't have to sleep with him.
Thank goodness.
Jackie?
Hi.
Hi.
I think that because he let you pay for things thinking... And he didn't really tell you that he had any money. He just let you pay... So, like, what's under that? Like, why wouldn't he tell you the truth?
Because you didn't ask.
Like, well, you don't need to lie.
He didn't lie.
He did.
He didn't really.
No, he didn't lie, but he omitted the truth, and he just let
cleaner.
Her pay.
Is that,
you know?
So you think she should get rid of this guy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because there's something underneath that doesn't feel right to me.
These
like,
two?
You know,
shouldn't be together. One's lying, one's hacking, they're both omitting.
Sounds like a great couple, actually.
And also, they're not even just talking.
But it's not, I don't know that that's the answer. I think, when did you have the conversation with your fiance?
Early.
Oh my God, that's so boring.
But we talked about everything in like the first 2 months, and it was like, take it or leave it.
Okay.
But and it was take it. Just saying.
We are you engaged?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a question for the room. I'm a very big brand guy. I always have. I've been drawn to brand names and things. Like, I used to make little tiny, like, origami duffel bags, and I'd make some would be Nike,
hey,
some would be.
Yeah.
Huh? Just like in second grade, just like as a. We're
legit not going to let that go, right?
No, I need to see pictures or like,
yeah, for sure.
Do you have any on you right now?
No.
Could you make one?
It's been weeks since I've made one.
But you could.
I don't know, actually, if I would remember. It's not origami's probably overselling it. It's just
is
like
it
a folded up.
Paper?
Yeah.
Then it's origami.
And tape and stuff too.
But. Don't know if I care if you're overselling it. It's simply that you did it.
Also, that you chose to admit it casually.
Right. Well, it's all in the reference of, I'm a big brand guy.
Well, I was, because some of them, I'd make them Nike and I'd make them Reebok and Adidas. I was just real big into like putting the logo on.
Were you one of those Supreme guys? Like in your
college
days?
I think he was too old for it.
I was so close, but I was a little too old, and it was a little too expensive. So
my son was
sure.
into it.
Really?
It
he feels
still,
too young for it.
No, I mean, my daughter was a freshman in high school this year, and there's tons of kids that still have the weird backpack.
Huh. Oh, really?
It's got the face, and like, it's always the red and white, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so, I guess we can let T-Hack talk.
Well, so my question is, I've always loved brands. I don't know how you guys feel about brands.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. I'm surprised because the only branded thing that we see you wear are your
Nike's.
Shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're in the most basic t-shirt.
Like,
with
I'm
all due
genuinely
respect.
Surprised that you say that you're a brand guy.
Yeah,
and did origami.
I think now that I have Jordans, I just like, good, I have Jordans, and I'm good
you
with
drive
that.
A Hyundai, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like.
I know. Well, I still am fascinated by it, even if I can't attain it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you definitely want a Rolex.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. But like I think your brand fascination boiled down to like a couple brands that you can't afford.
Yeah.
Like you can afford the Nikes, but then you love Rolex. What else do you want? What's another brand that you
were going for a Bronco. I don't know if that's.
I did want a Bronco, but I've always liked Mercedes.
Mm. So you
just
want like
a Mercedes would be. Yeah,
it's gonna have the same problems as a Bronco, dude.
I know. Well, that's why I have a Hyundai.
TX almost got a Bronco, but then the back seat's not big enough.
Too small, yeah. Surprisingly small, yeah.
Car seats.
You're a Hummer guy. You need a Hummer.
No,
I do like the Hummers.
No,
my God, that electric Hummer is so cool.
You know the only thing worse than a Hummer guy? The Tesla guy.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's go back to whatever. The animosity is starting to thicken here.
I have here a list of the most influential taglines over the last 75 years. So these are.
Are you going to quiz us?
I'm going to quiz you. I'm going to see.
I love these.
Yeah, if
let's
anyone else
go!
Is into brands, I can't do it because I can't.
No,
kinda,
this reminds me of that app game that was like around 10, 15 years ago where it showed you the logo and you had to. Name it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, can I make a suggestion?
Uh-huh.
You can't just scream it out.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. How are we going to play this?
You have to say your name.
Okay.
You go like, Erica, and he decides
that's
who's going to answer.
Right.
No, I mean, I'll probably just keep saying Erica because I think, who, okay, predictions?
What?
Who's going to win?
Oh,
not
me.
Mm, yeah, I don't know.
Really?
I'm not a brand girl.
Oh, I think I'm going to, I got a shot.
Okay. Yeah, you're rich.
No, I don't think it's rich. I mean, it's like...
No, because I knew most... there are some of these on the list that I didn't know, but a lot of them I did.
Like,
just commercials.
Like,
they're out everywhere.
I watched a lot of TV, so maybe...
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, here's a dumb one. Can I just throw a dumb one out
there?
I don't even know if this is on your list. But like, you couldn't do this one because it wouldn't be a quiz. America runs on...
Duncan.
There you go.
But you have to say Aaron.
What are you doing? And now listeners are even more confused. Tell that annoying... Sorry.
Okay. Let's try it out. I'll start with an easy one.
Okay.
The first one is just do it.
Erica. She said it.
I'll say Aaron.
Just do it is Nike.
Nike on the board.
Okay, that's a point for Aaron.
All right, now we
I had forgotten that I made the rule, so I was okay. I'm making the chart. Aaron's got a point.
Okay, are you ready for this one? Play along at home, too. Text in if you want. 303-222-5423.
Well, say that faster.
303-222-5423.
Wow, he did.
Wow, that was impressive.
Don't leave home without it.
Slacker? American Express.
Ding, ding, ding.
What?
I don't know.
You don't remember that?
No.
It was like,
I was too young to have a credit card at that time.
Oh, well, and that's when American Express was kind of elite. Not that it's not elite now, but it was like...
Mm-hmm. It was like a different... not everyone accepted it.
Almost no one did. Like you'd go, it's like, why did I get this card? When you go in, it's like, yeah, we don't take that here. I did the same thing with Discover. You'd go into a place and like, what are you doing? Sorry.
Okay,
hold on. Just to recap the score. Okay. I have a point.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron has a point.
Yep. Hmm. We've only done two rounds.
Oh, okay, sorry.
All right. Melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
Slacker.
M&M. M&M's.
Really?
Nothing?
Yeah, I was going to say Hershey's Kiss.
This is all going in one ear and out the other for me.
Slacker.
Q-tips.
okay.
All right, let's try to get Erica on the board here. I'm loving it.
Erica!
Erica?
McDonald's.
All right. Game.
I don't like what that says about me.
Yeah, there's a particular category that we're going to earn a lot of points in.
Tastes great, less filling.
Oh, God. It's a beer.
Tastes great.
It's a beer.
It tastes great, less filling.
Oh, God.
Is it Michelob Ultra?
No. Slacker.
Disqualified for not saying your name.
I did.
She did. She said
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're disqualified, man. Okay. Is it Miller Lite?
Ding, ding, ding. It is Miller Lite.
Wow.
I'm starting to think I shouldn't have given these to Slacker before we started.
I promise I don't.
Okay. Oh,
she's getting the ding. She's getting the ding.
Okay. Finger licking good.
Aaron.
KFC.
Nice.
Yes. Ding, ding.
You're pretty good at ringing that bell. Remember when I was horrible at it?
Because you held the bell. Okay. How did you get a job here?
I don't know.
This was every other commercial, I feel like, growing up for me. We watched a lot of Oprah. Because you're worth it.
Aaron.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh, do you know it?
I don't know.
I think I do.
My first thought was L'Oreal, but I don't think that's it.
Final answer?
Because you're worth it. Oh, shoot. I don't remember.
You're going to pass or submit it?
I'll say L'Oreal, yeah.
There we go.
Shut up! Wow. Are you serious?
What did you think it was?
I don't know, but like she almost gave up on that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm ready.
Did you mark my point?
Yeah, it's 3 points for Slacker.
What?
Yeah.
I got Miller Lite. I got like
M&M.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
2 points for Aaron.
That's my third.
The rear. Well, that was not your third.
That was my third.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
no.
It was.
No.
KFC, Nike.
Oh, we missed KFC.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, we got a tie game.
Ding.
Who's not involved in the...
Me. That's why I'm providing commentary.
How many more do you got?
I've got two more.
Okay. It's now the two more.
Oh. Where's the beef?
Slacker!
Slacker?
Where's Wendy's.
Correct.
It was the old lady, and she'd be like, where's the beef?
This is doing nothing for me.
Where's the beef?
Nothing.
You got McDonald's.
Well.
All right, so this one will determine if it's a tie between Aaron and I. Erica, you could just maybe, why don't you run to McDonald's real quick?
All right, this one. Which one is next? All right, last one for all the marbles. You're in good hands.
Aaron, State Farm. No, Progressive. No.
Erica.
Allstate.
Damn it!
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning,
Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have calmed down since I first wanted to talk about this hours ago, so I'm going to come at it from a different angle.
Oh, positivity?
Kind of.
No. Whoa. Logical.
I'm kind of.
Are you broken?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there something wrong with me?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Hold on. Okay, let me start over. In what I'm about to describe, is there something wrong with me? Okay?
Okay.
I had to get ready for today's show at a Starbucks instead of just in my living room. I normally just sit in my living room and type stuff. And I'm like, yay, we're going to do a show. Yay. But I had to be at a Starbucks for a plethora of reasons. Doesn't really matter right now. And at a couple different times, I was confronted with people who talked really loudly. And
so you went to the bathroom at Starbucks. Looked in the mirror.
Okay.
Spoke.
I was like, are they chatty in the bathroom? I don't know.
So maybe this is the wrong group to ask. Maybe you guys just hate me so much that you won't let me get my problems.
No, I'm open-minded at this time.
I'm trying to be.
Okay, so, and then I started to just, I did do what you guys are doing. I'm like, bro, you're loud.
You are. Yeah.
So if there were, if TAC was at Starbucks with me, I'd be like, bro, what are we doing? Did you contact that OPP? Like, we're going to talk to him like next week or like, I would be kind of like, but I don't think I'm that loud, but.
I also feel like you actually in public don't like to attract attention to yourself.
I try not to, yeah.
Right. You try to like play it cool. Although you like also, I've seen you with a waitress. It's really interesting.
Why? What did I do?
You're just like
NOP.
So, no, where were we? Edgewater.
Yeah. Okay.
You're so like bleeding charisma in a way that I don't necessarily think you are in here.
Definitely not in here.
This isn't going well.
Like for a second there, you felt what I felt. It's like the roller coaster, like tick, tick, tick. Like this is a compliment in here. And then you realize it's not a roller coaster. It's a suicide machine. And I just fell off a cliff.
No, it was just so interesting to watch you in public.
That's just how I talk to people.
That seems exhausting, man.
Okay, we'll unpack that later.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, long story longer, just people talking loud. And I came to grips with it. And I'm like, everything's fine. Then in comes a dude, one AirPod in. I'm trying to get louder right now. And I don't know if the radio is picking it up necessarily. But it's like, no. I think we got like at least seven figures in it. I don't know. Should we set? I don't know. I talked to Tom the other day. We could. And he's just moving around the restaurant, having a conversation this loud.
Oh, I would lose my mind.
Yeah, moving around.
Because he's like
not pick even a place. Pick a spot. Well,
he's
loud.
Waiting for his order, so he goes up and gets his little whatever, his food, then comes back and he's waiting for his coffee and all the while just having this conversation.
Did you notice if he had both AirPods in or was it just one?
Just one.
Okay, because I was gonna say if he had two, maybe he had the noise canceling
right, he couldn't hear himself.
And so
but
you
even
do
if that were the case.
I could give a little more lenience to that, but if you only had one, you know how loud you are.
And this is a kind of a, I'm kind of in your hood, I think, maybe, Aaron. I'm Clement Park Starbucks.
Okay. I go there all the time.
It's a great Starbucks. Yeah. It's awesome. And but then he can't find a table that's to his liking, but is talking.
So he keeps moving around?
Yes. Then he picks a table right next to me, and I'm like, and just pretentious, like, I don't know, my Beamer's in the shop, so I'm having to drive the Mercedes, and you're just like, why do you want...
I think he was trying to pick up people then. If you were talking about what you have, and like, yeah, no, he was absolutely... Okay, he wanted people to hear
there's
him.
There's people in the room who are attracted to men. Would that in any way, no, shape, or form... I was talking to TIAC.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of Beamer?
But okay. Would that ever attract? Ever?
It's worse. It pushes me the other way.
If I was a single woman witnessing that, I would be like, ugh, and get out of there.
But everyone, we're all on our laptops. We're all trying to get work done.
Right, because it's like a morning.
Yeah, yes. Like, so eventually he moves away from me to like the brown comfy chairs. Mm-hmm. And the two people there's three in a row there, and two people are sitting him. And when he sat down in between them and carried that conversation, I just watched their faces melt off. Neither one of them lasted longer than 5 minutes.
Oh,
everybody
my
left.
Gosh.
So I was going to go over and choke him out.
Right. Okay. That's the logical response.
Okay. But then I had to ask myself this. What's the difference? The guy over here before was having a loud conversation with another person at the table. Only he was loud. The guy he was conversing with was not loud.
It bothered you a little bit.
A little, but it was like, he's just a loud talk and it's okay. Why is this guy so much more outraged? Like, I wanted to stab him in the throat. It shouldn't have gotten under my skin that much, but it did. Like, is there a difference? Am I just an a-hole? Like, it felt, because if two people are sitting together, they have to be together.
Right.
And like, they're having a conversation. He could have that conversation anywhere. Mm-hmm. He could have done it in his car. He could have been on the patio out back. He could have been, but he chose to be in the room with other people.
I'm just laughing because you're still so fired up.
Erica,
no, I understand.
It's okay.
No, it's not though. Because like, well, you're not somebody with him has anymore. To speak for the trees. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's something to it. I agree. Because I remember being at dinner one time. There's a table next to us, big family dinner. And then they're being loud, but whatever. They're all together having, and then at some point they FaceTime the grandparents. And then they're passing the phone around FaceTiming. And for some reason that was infuriating. That's way worse. Even though I don't know that it was technically any louder than they were being, but it was worse.
Why?
I agree with you.
Why?
I don't know. And when you first told us about this, I thought, I love the sound my youngest nephew makes. He's about to be two. When he chews his food, the crunching when he has a Cheeto.
You love it?
It's so stinking cute. But God forbid an adult do that, I will slit your jugular.
Oh.
So it's the same thing. Yes. I don't know if it's just context or like.
Because I honestly think if any one of you were on the phone, no, you know what? I think I would grab you and go, hey, go outside.
Yeah.
For sure.
You should go outside. Like, people here want to kill you.
People might see us together. Go outside.
Go anywhere. Stand in traffic.
Normal humans, also, if you walk, you know, when you're on the phone and you're outside and you walk into somewhere and you immediately go, hey, by the way, I'm like in a Starbucks, so I'm going to be a little quieter. Just let me know if you can't hear me.
I just go, I'm going into a Starbucks. I'll call you
or
back.
That.
Totally.
I don't like to pick up my phone in public places. So you have a right to be angry, I think we've decided.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I texted my anger to the group earlier and you guys were kind of sympathetic and I love it, but someone here made me angry.
I'm sure it was me.
Because that person admitted that they FaceTimed in a Walmart.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that Erica?
You're right.
Just said, I don't answer my phone in public.
Okay.
Can we play that back to you?
Yeah.
Is there a way we can play that back?
Say it again. I don't answer my phone in public. The only times I will is if it's a FaceTime from one of my siblings, because it means that their kids are on the phone. And I
then
don't
go outside.
We were shopping at Walmart.
Go outside.
We were in the process buying a little fan, a portable fan, because it was so hot this weekend.
Go outside.
And my fiance was giving me options. So I was talking to my niece, and then he was bringing me options. Look.
Nope.
I no. knew in that moment that I was being annoying. But it's very hard to catch my brother ever on the phone. And so the fact that he called, I was like, I can't miss the opportunity to talk to my niece and nephew.
You're no better than me. When I have to FaceTime my wife from the grocery store and to like, do you want these ones or these ones? And
I'm no, like, no, you do that.
Oh, no.
Erica's just as bad. She just admitted it. Let's focus, refocus.
No,
her.
I'm not checking items. I'm speaking to a 2-year-old.
Doesn't matter.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Okay, we don't normally. Okay, we're just. We got to get down in the gossip. It's time for the tea.
The tea hack.
Oh my.
They did break up.
They did.
Is it official? Yeah. What? Because here's the thing. Okay,
they did.
So Bezos's wedding is coming up. It's in Venice, and the people of Venice are not happy. But it's like Erica's wedding right. is going to be in Estes Park.
Right.
And how would you feel if the people of Estes Park were like, we don't want that radio girl up here. You're like, listen, I'm just doing.
But I didn't just like send people to orbit around space because I could.
No. You're not allowed to conflate these two different things. If no. you can afford to rent a whole hotel in Estes Park. But you're not renting the whole hotel. No, I don't want anybody to misunderstand.
It could end up being filled with only our guests because it's pretty small.
Okay. So if that happened and the people of Estes are like, radio people from Denver, ew, you're like, what? Then don't rent your hotel out.
I just don't. Yeah. I just think these are two different things.
He's got enough money to rent all the hotels in Venice and like all the restaurants. Like, but you can't be mad at him for that.
Is he doing that because he wants exclusivity at his wedding? Or is he doing that because there is 4,000 people invited? I think.
What difference does it make? What difference does it make?
Because the exclusivity thing is like, then get married at home.
No.
If you want like the privacy.
Right. This is a public city.
I know, but these guys are going to get taken care of.
They're hotels and restaurants that need people to come visit. Same with Estes. It's like, oh, the people coming here. It's like, they don't have a hotel.
Right.
People who stay at hotels aren't from the town.
Yeah. And he's going to spend estimated between $10 and $20 million. Dollars.
That is so embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Just, it's how much are you, like, I know you don't want to say the number, but the number that you're going to spend on your wedding is embarrassing.
Yes.
So he's just able to do it.
Than I would want to spend on anything intangible.
But
I'm not going into the millions.
But he's just doing it. Like, 20 million to him is whatever your number is to you.
No.
Yes, it is.
No chance. Because I'm still budgeting.
He can, like...
It's probably less. Yes. Like, he could have done way more.
Way more.
Okay, here's my question. For $20 million, I hope everyone's going home with, like, a gold rock.
No! They're just...
Is he flying everyone out and putting them up in hotels and...
Here's the deal. Like, they're parking just a truck ton of yachts. So he's got... You know, his yacht is what?
He's got that weird yacht that's, like, so huge. For what?
Do you know what his yacht has?
Doesn't his yacht have a yacht?
It does.
Yeah. His yacht has a yacht?
Yep. Yeah.
And doesn't it have a helicopter landing pad?
I think
the yacht of his yacht has a... He doesn't want the helicopters landing on that one. Right. He wants it to land on the other yacht.
Don't be ridiculous.
I just don't understand why people are mad. I know we were going to talk about the people who are coming and we're going to get back to that, but like, mm-hmm. are we really mad? Like, I just... Hey, Venice, you're a tourist city and he's going to pay more than the regular tourists would.
Hey, Slacker.
Yeah.
$20 million could probably feed everyone who needs food.
Right. But he also is giving tons of money to charity. He already does that.
He did opt also for no wedding gifts. He just wants charitable donations.
He's giving
and that's
to
great.
Local charities in Venice.
Throw a $1 million wedding. It's still going to be the best wedding that almost anyone's ever been to.
No.
And then.
Then you throw a $20,000 wedding.
I can't do that.
Yeah, well, neither can he.
Yes, he can.
No, he can't. Like, dude, can you?
Because he's supporting the economy, which is a tourism economy. It always confuses me when tourism places are like, get the tourists out of here. And it's like, you don't want them to not come.
I'm looking at you, Paris.
Then you don't have your city anymore.
Okay, so here's the other thing that I wanted to get to about this. When they list, A-list celebrities are coming. Here we go. Orlando Bloom. Let me just start there.
Kind of a G-list.
Isn't he?
Yeah, used to be A-list. Kind of fell
what
off.
Is he, what was the last thing he did?
For real now. The last thing he did? had a baby with Katy Perry.
Right, was okay. Yeah.
He was in some commercials with Drew Carey, or no, not Drew Carey, Drew Barrymore.
Okay. Like his last, I'm thinking of Lord of the Rings was the last for The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Deep Cover, which comes out this year if it's not already
out. I watched it, it's good.
The Cut last year.
Deep Cover is actually
good. Gran Turismo, based on a true story.
Oh yeah, it was a racing car movie, yeah.
None of these are anything great.
Mm. No.
Sleeping with Katy Perry is probably his best.
But here's the whole point.
Lord of the Rings, get out of here.
Katy's not coming.
Because they broke up.
What?
That's why I asked at the beginning. It was not official when I read it this morning. Like, he apparently, who sent her to space? Was it Bezos?
I don't actually know, but she ruined her life doing that.
Totally.
She went up to space, did the stupid flower.
She started singing Fireworks up there.
Oh, yeah. She could not have been more cringe on that journey. Yeah.
The problem is she was cringe before it, and then she didn't realize this is going to make it worse.
Yep. And then the dancing videos that have come out and stuff.
Of her tour.
It's so bad.
Wait, and she also had the song that was like, it's a woman's world. And then the lyrics were very like, no, it's not. Sexy, confident, like something like that. Like it was horrific.
There was something about that where they wanted her for the Barbie movie, but she didn't have time to make it. So then they had Lizzo do it or something. It was that whole thing.
Shut up.
I think so.
This is what I read, and I don't know if you just saw it in the story you looked up. When she got back and it was cringe, Orlando was like, that was embarrassing. And that was the end of their relationship.
To Jeff Bezos' wedding.
But then, why is he's still going to Bezos?
Because Bezos wasn't embarrassing. Bezos wasn't up there with a daisy singing Firework.
Maybe he's trying to go to space. Bezos, I'll be better.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is that
what
just the rumor happened? Hamilton.
I really just wish the song had ended 1 second earlier because I don't know what she just did. What did you just
she
do?
She went, the room where it happened.
Why though?
You were kind of snapping like we were going to like
because I was going to do it like occasional ditty dirt.
Oh, and I was thinking, I'm going to fight.
I want to be in the room where it happened.
I'm
the
Lin-Manuel Miranda now.
Have you seen Hamilton?
No. I'm just joining. I just want to be part of it.
When you're a jet, you're a...
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, you're doing like some kind of music.
West Side Story. I know that.
Yes. Anyway.
So, you guys, in a few minutes, when we go live on the air, let's not do any of this drivel, and let's get straight to ODD.
Occasional Diddy Dirt.
Occasional Diddy Dirt.
Okay. Well, it was a very big day in the courtroom today. There's actually kind of a lot of moving parts, but prosecution. Nope. Defense.
Prosecution. It's suddenly Sean Connery. Prosecution rested yesterday.
Rested. We said, wow, we might have a couple days of defense, but they told us Diddy wasn't going to testify.
They said nobody was going to testify.
Right. They said they'd show exhibits. Yeah. They did for 20 minutes and then 2-0? Rested. Wasn't that correct?
This man's life. So they just must think they've got this one.
But you know what I think? Remember all the questions T-Hack has been asking through the occasional Diddy Dirt? Every time we talked about it, I feel like you'd go, okay, and what is he being charged for?
Yeah, it seems like we learned about a lot of bad stuff that he did.
And also the applesauce on the burgers.
Right. But bad illegal? Or just like, I don't think anybody, is there anybody listening who can go like, Diddy's just a normal guy, right?
Exactly.
But you have a humidor of baby oil. That's weird. There's eyedroppers with drugs in them.
And it also feels that it should be illegal.
But it's not.
Well, the eyedroppers with drugs in it might be.
It's still not illegal.
Possession of illegal drugs.
Okay, but he's not charged with that.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm confused with. Like, it seems like we have him on some things. Why didn't they charge him with
But I don't think
things.
He was
like,
possessing those things. It's in his house. Like, if there was marijuana in your house, do you get charged? It's like, if I came into your house with marijuana, do you get charged because it's your house? If it's sitting on your coffee table, who gets charged?
But I don't know.
You're saying that other people were coming into his home with eyedroppers with drugs in them?
You still can't prove it's his. Like, you can't make a case.
That's the reasonable doubt part of it.
Right. It's like, I don't know. My friends have eye problems and they put, like, ketamine in them.
Right, and they're just like loading up on drugs.
Right.
So that, I think, is probably why they feel like they've got it in the bag.
You don't. That's what people don't understand. I don't want to mansplain the jury system or whatever, or the judicial system. He's innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if they don't think you proved it, they don't have to say anything.
Right.
Because it could possibly hurt them.
Correct.
The more they say at that point. Yeah.
So they can just go, yeah, you didn't do it. Like,
right.
You've been talking for how many weeks? Six?
Seven.
Seven?
7 weeks. Mm-hmm. And they clearly, if they did 20 minutes, they're like, what? You didn't do it.
Right.
Like,
or it's a tactic.
To act like they didn't do it?
It could be a tactic to the jurors to be like, yeah, we don't need to defend because obviously, what are we defending?
Yeah, we already won.
I would wonder, it seems like it'd be a tactic too because Diddy's just not a likable guy at this point. And so they're kind of like, you just don't talk to them.
Like, yeah.
Enough.
Because he's already done the body language, weird, winky turn. Like,
yeah, he's got a little.
He's got a lot of things.
He's
got
to chill out.
And
then, Aaron, I think you just found that there's also some charges being dropped.
Mm-hmm. Because they, for real? So they said we didn't make the burden of proof and they're getting rid of some.
Yeah, prosecutors dropped attempted arson of Kid Cudi's Porsche. That did blow up, so where's the attempt? It happened.
They're all, actually, we'd like to add, just arson.
But, like, maybe they didn't prove that it was
that
him.
That it was him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kidnapping, aiding and abetting, sex trafficking.
They dropped that?
Mm-hmm.
So what's left?
Aiding sex trafficking.
Yeah,
he still faces sex trafficking, racketeering, and prostitution-related transport. So it's still bad.
But it's not. So then what happens next? You guys know what happens next? They're done for the day, right? They didn't.
Yes.
They just put up their 20, like,
they said,
man, if you're a juror and you've been stuck here for 7 weeks and then you come in, they do 20 minutes and you're like, well, you're done for the day. And it's like, I have a job.
But today
was for 20 minutes.
Isn't
that's
that
it.
Good though? If you're a juror, you're like, thank goodness, I'm out of here.
Probably exhausted. Well,
I think that's part of a tactic too. You're like, hey, thanks, Diddy.
Yeah.
Like, now.
Thanks, Diddy. Also, I don't know if they're going home right now or if they're stuck in a hotel. And
I don't think they're sequestered. But then, okay, so then, like, closing arguments next.
Started Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Or going to start Thursday, yeah.
Okay.
And then jury deliberations are expected to start Friday or Monday.
Okay, so. But
we're close.
Friday or Monday.
Room where it happens.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't really have a story as much as I have like a pro tip if you're a pool owner.
Ooh.
But you're going to want to listen up.
Okay.
Mm.
I have a tip, especially for us. We might be traveling together soon, and I don't want to see this happen to any of us.
Jeez.
Oh, boy.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is over international waters.
Ooh.
There was a flight from Jakarta to Perth.
Okay, anybody want to tackle those?
I don't know if I can point out either of those.
Perth? Egypt?
Perth? I shoot.
Sure.
Jakarta, I'm assuming,
okay,
is Middle East.
Okay, you're listening to the brain trust that is the Slacker Show.
There was a flight,
Australia.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Is it really?
Yes.
Oh my God, we're so dumb in this room.
There was a 4.5-hour flight from point A to point B.
Jakarta to Perth.
And a man was stricken with a bout of gastroenteritis.
Oh God, what does that
known
entail?
As diarrhea.
Oh.
No.
All right, everyone listen closely.
Okay.
No!
No!
He had publicly apologized to all the passengers around him as this diarrhea struck and it created a quote stink. And he even vomited on a woman. Seems like other people should have been doing the vomiting.
On a woman?
Yeah. Seems like he's doing quite enough already.
Poor guy. I feel so bad for him. No,
he can't.
Sad.
Yeah.
He had eaten a dragon fruit at his hotel before boarding the 4.5-hour flight. That's why I say fruit, too risky. He described the scene as chaos. I feel like we shouldn't be interviewing him. What about his victims?
That is so disgusting.
Yeah, the people got sick all around
you
him.
You have to feel bad for him.
Totally.
Like, that's horrible. Like, he didn't wish for that.
But also, he didn't think to go to the bathroom?
Yeah,
well, he
did.
Exactly.
It just happened.
Yeah, it's out of his control. It's somewhat hereditary.
It is?
Yeah, it runs in your genes.
You guys.
D-Hack, if you want to take a lap, that'd be okay.
Diarrhea runs in you.
Yeah.
Okay.
My story, not from Jakarta, not from Perth, but it is from Florida! So I guess it got a little heat wave going on down there. So a dude in Florida went out back to jump in his pool. Just before he took the leap, he looked in and there was a giant alligator swimming its little tail off.
It's hot out.
Oh my gosh, that's my worst nightmare. Because that thing could launch itself out of your pool and go.
You want this again?
Yeah.
Here you go.
My favorite sound effect. Like the speed at which that man could have died. Did he die?
Yeah, no, he would have just got in, death rolled over night.
Did he splash? Did he go in?
He did not go in. He saw it in time and called the popo. Show note, I just noticed a pattern and I need Tiak and Aaron to be on this. At least five times a day, Erica says, that's my worst nightmare. And I think we need to compile a list of all the things that are, in fact, Erica's worst nightmare. Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.